So as California moves on past some of those terrible wildfires in the Los Angeles area over the past month, the attention turns now to the rebuilding effort and to the long road ahead that there may be for some of those communities that were devastated by the wildfires there. To get a sense of what that road could look like, my guest today went back to what happened in Hawaii a couple of years ago, where there were huge, devastating wildfires on the island of Maui. And what he found honestly shocked me, and I think will shock you as well. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. That aforementioned guest is Christian Britschke, a colleague of mine, a reporter at Reason Magazine. He was just here a few weeks ago to talk to us about the wildfires, and I had to have him back on because he's the author of a piece at Reason that you absolutely have to check out. I'm not going to give away the big punchline here by reading the headline, Christian. We'll get to that in just a second, but thanks for taking some time with us again today.
Thank you for having me back on.
So you took a look at what went on after the recovery to the wildfires in Maui from a couple of years ago. I know that California Governor Gavin Newsom has reportedly had some conversations with the governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, about that. And as you put it in this piece, if California's efforts will replicate Hawaii's, then the road to recovery will be long indeed, because Maui hasn't done much.
Right. So the Maui fires in August 2023 claimed over 100 lives and destroyed or damaged over 2,000 properties with residential units on it. The number of homes destroyed is a bit higher. And in the 18 months since, they've completed three homes have been rebuilt. You know, another 200 have been issued permits and about 100 are in construction. But of the homes that have been destroyed, three have been rebuilt completely. So the island still has a very long way to go towards getting anywhere near where it was before the fires.
Yeah, over 2,000 properties destroyed, only three rebuilt. I just want to underline those numbers one more time. You mentioned in the piece that all told, this was about 3% of the housing stock on Maui was destroyed in those fires. But I thought one of the more interesting things that you got into here is how, you know, this obviously incredibly slow rebuilding process really is kind of, it stands in contrast to Hawaii's rebuilding efforts after things like hurricanes and other natural disasters, even just a couple of decades ago.
Right. Yeah. So in, you know, a point of comparison would be a hurricane that Hawaii experienced in the 90s, where a similar number of homes were destroyed and most had been rebuilt within the course of a year. Now, there are some distinctions between the two types of disasters. A wildfire, because you have, you know, kind of toxic debris, is going to be more difficult to, you know, recover from in clearing the debris. But nevertheless, that's still a pretty shocking difference in how quickly it was that they were able to recover. You know, and one of the reasons, you know, my sources in Hawaii tell me is because very quickly after that hurricane, they set up, you know, private permitting office and relaxed building codes, allowing people to rebuild their homes as they were, and they issued them permits allowing them to do that. In Maui, they have very belatedly set up a private permitting office, which has sped things up a little bit. But that kind of emergency deregulation has not happened nearly to a significant degree at all. And so the process is still, you know, incredibly painfully slow.
Is it fair to say that that's mostly what's happening here? This is a regulatory and a permitting process. It's not that the people who own those 2,000 homes just decided, oh, I don't want to rebuild. I want to move somewhere else. I mean, it's the government that's holding this up.
Well, so the government is definitely holding things up. They have plenty of regulations that, you know, that already the permitting office was extremely slow in permitting new construction on Maui pre-disaster. Hawaii has probably the most regulated real estate in the country and some of the most regulated real estate in the world. Hawaii has a bunch of coastal protections, historic preservation protections, cultural protections. All of this is going to add time to issuing permits. That being said, there are other factors obviously to consider. Like I said, you know, debris removal takes time. So that's a factor slowing things down. And then also the fact that, you know, a lot of people were reportedly underinsured on the island, meaning that they might lack the funds to rebuild their homes in the first place. But yeah, the permitting issue is a huge, huge factor here.
We're talking with Christian Britschke. He's a reporter for Reason Magazine, a colleague of mine. Check out his story that is at Reason.com right now. 18 months after wildfires destroyed some 2,000 homes on Maui, only 3 have been rebuilt. That's the headline. And of course, the thicket of red tape has been a big part of that story, as Christian explains there. You've got to sign up for his newsletter rent-free. You can find that at Reason.com/newsletters. Register for that and you get it in your inbox once a week on all the big issues in urbanism and in zoning reform and in building, all of this stuff that Christian covers for us every week and does a great job of it. Christian, just before we let you go here, I got to bring this back to California because that's where we started. And obviously that's the newsy thing here. You know, what sort of, there have been, I think, some attempts at cutting some of that red tape and rebuilding in California. More to be done still, but what is encouraging you from what you've seen so far?
Well, so the governor has waived requirements under state kind of coastal protections and state environmental law for rebuilds. The mayor of Los Angeles has issued an order, you know, attempting to expedite permitting as well. Although I'm not particularly impressed by either. Builders in Los Angeles tell me that the mayor's order will likely not do much to speed permitting. And then the governor's order basically waived regulations that were already kind of exempted fire rebuilds. So there's much more to be done. It is good at least that they're making these gestures to show that they understand red tape can get in the way, but it's an open question of whether that will actually be effective at streamlining rebuilding efforts.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do a little bit better than Hawaii does. We'll have to check in with you again on that in a few months or so. We'll see how things are going. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And once again, that's Christian Britschke, reporter for Reason.com. Again, check out his weekly newsletter, rent-free. Find that at Reason.com/newsletters. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.